Sometimes the world looks perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. Standing tall on the wings of my dream. Rise and fall on the wings of my dream. Rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. It's my life, my dream. Nothing's gonna stop me now.
Dimitri, I know you don't like baths, but if you insist on crawling behind the refrigerator, I have no choice.
Rocky! All our dreams are about to come true.
Suzanne Summers is coming back to prime time!
No, no, Balky, that's your dream. What I mean is we are going to be rich!
Cousin, I'd love to be rich, but don't that require money?
No, no, you don't understand. We are going to be rich, but first, we are going to buy a house.
I'd love to buy a house, but again, don't we have that same pesky money problem?
No, no, we don't. I just came from a seminar called Dare to Make a Fortune. It shows you how to buy a house for no money down. It was brilliant. Now, I have a plan.
Oh, God.
A plan that is going to make us both rich beyond our wildest dreams.
Of course, and I've been keeping some notes on plans you've had over the years. Seven of your plans have cost me money. 13 of your plans have cost me pride and dignity. And 3 of them eventually required an ointment.
Okay, fine. If you don't want to dare to make a fortune, I guess that's up to you.
Well, thank you for letting me off the hook so easily.
If you want to reject a basic principle of the American way of life, I guess you can do that.
All right, can we just skip to the part where I give in? Because this is really eating up my day.
All right, partner. Now, here's the plan. We buy a house. We get the owner to carry back paper. We don't need money because the seller takes a second and reimburses the buyer for the amount of the down. You understand?
Everything except the part that came after. All right, partner.
Trust me, Balky. I'll guide you through it. After we buy a house for no money, we fix it up a little, and then we sell it. We use the profits to buy a better house. And then we sell that house for an even bigger profit, and so on. So what do you say, Balky? Shall we dare to make a fortune?
Well, why not? Today, I went to the park, and some kid dared me to eat a bug. I got through that.
Eggshell cream.
Marianne, check out these floors. They are pegged and grooved.
Balky?
Yeah?
What do you think of cream?
Oh, the greatest center in the history of basketball.
Not Kareem. Cream. Cream. C-R-E-A-M.
Oh, cream. I feel like an idiot. I think Cream was one of the best groups in the history of rock and roll.
Guess, what do you think?
Guys, I'm impressed. This house is beautiful.
Yeah, it's so big.
Tell me something I do know. This house is as nice as the palace of the King of Mipos, only instead of a stairway coming down from the bedroom, His Serene Highness has a water slide. wasn't. I was wondering.
No.
Did we put in a water slide?
No. No major remodeling. We're just going to clean the place up, slap on a new coat of paint, turn it over for a quick profit, and we move on to our next house.
That sounds great. Who are you going to hire to do the work?
Well, we're going to do it ourselves.
Oh.
Ladies, I'm picking up a little doubt here. Balky and I know what we're doing. We don't need any professional help.
Well, you're right. You'll probably do a great job. Want to bet? Marianne, come on. We're going to miss our flight.
Right back.
You're sweeping me off my feet again.
Okay, let's get to work.
Okay. Wilson, maybe the girls were right. Maybe we should have hired professional help.
Oh, nonsense. A professional would cost us money, and we're here to make a fortune, not to spend one. All right, let's get started.
you want to grab that drop pot?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I tell you what, you set up the ladder, and I'll get the brushes.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, cousin.
Oh. Careful, Balky. A ladder is not a toy.
Cousin, you're absolutely right. Thank you. Spritz, spritz, spritz. Rub, 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 and a cappella, tra la la. That's how we shine the banister in this merry old house of ours.
Balky, a car just pulled up. We are going to have this house sold by lunch.
We saw the sign out front.
Oh, yeah, come in. Come on in. Take a look around.
I'm Elliot. This is my wife, Hope.
I'm Larry. This is my cousin, Balky.
How much are you asking for the house?
$150,000.
Unless you went to the Dare to Make a Fortune seminar, in which case you know how to get the house for free.
Forgive him. He's from an Eastern Bloc country. They're all in a state of confusion. Yeah, why don't you take a look around?
Thanks, honey.
What is the matter with you? They are going to buy this house. If you'll keep your mouth shut, we could be on our way to being filthy rich.
You know, this house is exactly like the one we saw down the street.
I like the other house better than this one.
You mean the one they built on top of the old cemetery?
Would you excuse us for a minute, please? Honey, the only difference is the other house has new doors and a fancy chandelier in the entry. And they're asking $20,000 more than these guys want for this place. I think we should snap this place up before somebody else buys it.
Let's do it.
Okay. We'll take the house.
Cousin, we sold the house! Now we are so happy, we do the dance of joy! Mama told me never to do the dance of joy alone or I would go blind.
I'm sorry, the house is not for sale.
But you just said it was.
Cousin, he's right. I was right here. I heard you.
I know, but I was born in this house. And so were my parents and all my close friends. The memories just came rushing back and, well... It's just not for sale. I'm sorry.
Well, I hope you find something.
I really like this house.
And maybe in the neighborhood.
Bye-bye
now. Take care. Very nice to meet you.
Cousin, I thought you were born in Madison, Wisconsin.
I was.
And they moved this house all the way from Wisconsin?
Yes. Balky, didn't you hear what those people said? If we put in some new doors, some fixtures, and a chandelier, we can get an extra $20,000 for this place.
Wait a minute. You weren't born in this house. I bet not even half your friends were born in this house. You just want to make more money.
Yes, I want to make more money. And if we do a little remodeling, that's exactly what we'll do. Balky, I have a plan. We are going to dare to make an even bigger fortune.
And me with no ointment.
Well, Balky, we're in the home stretch. All we have to do is hang the chandelier, then we can sell this baby and move on to our next house.
Cousin, you're turning me into a believer. The house looks great, and you got a good deal on this chandelier.
Yeah, great chandelier. Now, life is funny. The Driscoll Hotel is condemned. Hundreds of people lose their jobs. Bad for them, good for us. Come on, let's hoist this baby into place. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Working. Balky, we're using too much brawn, not enough brains. What we need is more leverage. Balky, follow me. Grab onto the rope. Jumps off the stairs, and we'll have this baby in place.
Cousin! Cousin! You hear that?
What?
It's the ice cream truck coming down the street!
Huh?
Oh, okay. Sorry, cousin.
Well, Balky, we're in the home stretch. All we have to do is finish putting in these light bulbs, then we can sell this baby and move on to our next house.
Well, cousin, if we do, we have to start a new category for your plans.
Yeah? What's that?
Plans that work.
Good. Boom. Careful.
Sorry.
Let's just finish putting in these light bulbs.
We're in the home stretch. All we have to do is find a way to get down from here, and then we can sell this baby and move on to our next house. I don't suppose you went to a seminar on how to get out of a light fixture.
Come on, Balky, we can get through this. It's not like we're the first guys to get stuck in a chandelier.
Let's be honest. Jennifer was right. We should have hired professional help. I mean, cleaning and painting were easy, but now we're in over our heads. In fact, I think we're in over most people's heads.
Well, who had time to hire professional help? We're racing against the clock. We got to sell this house within the next 10 days.
Wait a minute. Why are we in such a hurry? I was hoping to join the neighborhood watch and take a bite out of crime.
Balky, there's part of the plan I didn't tell you about.
Nothing good can follow that sentence.
It's true we bought the house for no money down. But in 10 days, our house payment is due.
Uh-huh. Just out of curiosity, how much would that house payment be?
$140,000.
$140,000?
I got a 30-day loan. I thought that's all we needed. Who knew?
Yoo-hoo! Well, they said they were going to be here. Larry? Balky, are you here?
Yes.
We're not here.
I'm up here.
This a bad time?
No. We're just finishing up. Could you just slide that ladder over here?
Okay, I owe you $20.
If you don't like the color, we can repaint. I want it to go with cream. I thought it would look really nice in here. It might. Looky, Luz. Bobby, we haven't received a single offer. Our house payment is due. If we don't get at least $140,000 for this house, we'll be ruined.
Well, of course, I agree we're in debt up to our chandelier, but I figured it out. If we sell everything we own, we'll only be short $132,000. Listen, I can see nothing's going to cheer you up.
Are you the owners? I know. The color's wrong, the room's too small. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, yes, but we're still interested in the house.
You are?
We're the Hendersons. I'm Skitch, and this is my wife, Florence.
Hello.
Well, you're just in time. My associate and I were just considering which offer on the house to accept.
We were?
Oh, you've had a lot of offers.
Yes. Yes, but we can always consider another one. Don't you agree, Balky? Balky? Balky?
Yes. In fact, if we had one more offer, it might help us to decide which offer to accept.
Well, how much are you asking?
$170,000.
$120,000.
You know, in some parts of the world, an offer that low would be considered an insult, and my associate would have to beat himself with a leather strap. Point out that the chandelier alone is worth $10,000. You won't find another one like it anywhere.
Unless another hotel goes belly up.
All right, $140,000.
I know, Balky, I'm a little shocked at their offer myself. $140,000, Mr. Henderson, you can't expect me to seriously consider an offer that low. He'll come up. Mr. Henderson, my price is $170,000 firm.
Cousin.
No, Balky, I'm not coming down.
It's not your coming down that's worrying me. Could you excuse us? Cousin, the chandelier is falling.
Oh, my Lord! We gotta close this deal fast.
No, cousin. We can't sell them a house with a falling chandelier.
Balky, if we sell the house, I promise I'll hire a professional to fix the chandelier.
You promise?
I promise.
Okay.
$120,000, you got yourself a house. Why don't we walk out to my car and sign the papers?
Why don't we run out to your car?
Wait a minute, I've lost my contact lens.
Oh, no. There's a free set of contact lenses. lenses come with the house.
But I'd like my contact lens, please.
No. We'll do it together.
Ready?
No trouble.
Is something wrong?
No, everything is fine, and congratulations. You just bought yourself a house for $140,000. Okay, $135,000.
Well, cousin, I figured it out. Daring to make a fortune only cost us $42. A month. For the rest of our lives.
I'm sorry, Balky. I guess I just let my greed hormones run wild again. I could have sold the house for a nice little profit, but no. It wasn't enough for Larry Appleton.
No.
I wanted more.
Yes, you did.
Well, I learned my lesson.
Oh, I doubt that.
No, Balky, I did. In fact, next week I'm taking a seminar, how to profit from your mistakes.
But, Cousin, if there is a profit to be made from mistakes, you're going to be a rich man.
I'm Forrest Sawyer. Later on Nightline, on the eve of the NCAA Finals, a look at the sneaker wars. When shoe companies sponsor young athletes, are they wielding too much influence?
Tomorrow, when a stem pipe explodes, a neighborhood has to call for help. Then, Mrs. Columbo becomes the target of a deranged woman bent on revenge. It's the lieutenant's most personal case on Columbo, the ABC Saturday Mystery. Now stay tuned for Just the Ten of Us.